it sounds so bizarre, but she started healing me from afar. She was reading my energy, and I thought, wow, this is crazy. And she helped me, I'd say she got me to about 50%. And at 50%, I was just thrilled. I was like, oh, I can at least sleep 4 hours. I mean, that was like hitting the jackpot for me. So I decided to apprentice with her and started studying some of these really powerful Native American Indian healing techniques.
Welcome to the Zen-ish Mommy Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Gershman, and while I may never reach enlightenment, you will find me here cussing and laughing along the way. This podcast is a place for all women to connect, educate themselves, and slow down, because you deserve a moment to pause and press play. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I am here to educate you on all kinds of different healing modalities. Have you ever heard of Qigong? I hadn't until I interviewed my next guest. But the fact is, we are only energy. In fact, everything on this planet is just a manifestation of energy. Even our thoughts are energy. And when our energy gets out of balance or misaligned, we feel it. Yogis believe that disease is simply that, dis-ease in the body. Maybe you are suffering from anxiety, chronic pain, or insomnia, and that may have a direct correlation to your energy centers, your chakras. Stress can affect our body in various ways. In fact, we are more stressed, depressed, and depleted as a culture than ever before. But we also have the innate power to heal ourselves. The body is miraculous. We can begin to heal from the inside out. And just like tuning up a car or dialing in a radio station, sometimes our energy needs a little tune-up as well. So if you haven't heard of Qigong, stay tuned. Qigong was developed in China thousands of years ago as a part of traditional Chinese medicine. It involves using exercises to optimize energy within the body, mind, and spirit, with the goal of improving and maintaining health and well-being. Qigong has both psychological and physical components that involves the regulation of the mind, breath, and the body's movement and posture. For over 20 years, Su Ping Negrin has helped her patients in Manhattan heal through acupuncture and Qigong. She started out treating physical ailments and pain, but soon realized that stress prevented many clients from achieving true wellness. She experienced this firsthand when she developed severe insomnia and health problems. Through Qigong, she learned to shed the layers of impacted energy in her body that were keeping her in a cycle of stress and ill-being. She was finally able to experience true health, peace, and fulfillment by living in energetic balance of the body, mind, emotion, and spirit. Su Ping found Heal From Within, a coaching program that teaches clients around the country how to overcome stress by clearing energetic blockages to build inner strength and balance. She has modernized ancient Qigong practices so we can easily adapt powerful energetic techniques to our Western lifestyle to achieve holistic well-being. So stay tuned to this next guest so we can hear all about how to tune up and tune in. Hey, Sue, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
Yes, absolutely. I love educating the listeners on all of these different healing modalities, because I think we more than ever before have to really be our own champion for our health. And I personally, my story, have been discredited by doctors and told I looked healthy on the outside, knowing full well that I did not feel well. I did not feel healthy and balanced. Did you have any issues with your health? I think there was a little bit with insomnia and some things that came through. What was your health journey like?
Yeah. So Jessica, that's so interesting that you bring that up about your own health journey in terms of you looking great on the outside, but you didn't feel that way on the inside. So I myself have just always been blessed with a strong physicality, right? Just great. And I'm just a dynamo. I'm a very type A person, which I think you are as well. I think we can relate. And so because of that, I can really kind of go along for a very long period of time, really do so much with my body before it kind of starts to break down. And it's so interesting with stress and as your body starts to become imbalanced, I didn't realize it because my body was great. You looked great. And you're like, yeah, everything's good. Until, as you said, I hit a bad bout of insomnia when I turned almost 40. And when I say bad, for about 2 years, I can honestly say I was running on less than fumes. And I had maybe, if I could eke out 1 to 2 hours a day, that was it. It was
awful.
Debilitating. Yes.
I can't even imagine. What was the root cause of the insomnia? Did anyone know at that time?
No, at that time. Well, what happened was I had brought in this ozone air filter because my air filter guy said, oh, this is the new wave. It's really great. And it really happened right after that, about a week after that. So I really attributed it to the ozone. And health is just so interesting. There is usually kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back. And I do think that ozone, which I'm still reactive to, and I can't even go to an ozone pool. So I do think that was the catalyst, the trigger per se, but there's all these underlying things that was supporting that. And it was just that one thing. So I went down this whole path of trying to figure it out and doctors saying, you know, you should take a sleeping pill. People suggested stress. And I was just like, no, I'm not stressed. I feel great. You know, I just started my practice. I had a 6-month-old daughter, my second. And I just went down all the route, cleared my mercury in my mouth, right? I'm like, oh, I had 7 fillings, which I wasn't aware of. These amalgams were made of mercury. So I cleared all that, stopped eating fish because mercury was high in my body. So I did all those things and it gave me incremental benefits, right? So maybe from an hour of sleep, I would get 1.5 to 2 hours.
I can't even imagine. For two solid years, yeah. Would you just lay in bed, just not sleeping?
Oh, it was terrible. Lay in bed and saying, why is this happening? I could sleep standing up. I was just always the best sleeper. So yeah.
And then did you have like psychosomatic anxiety about going to sleep? Like once you get in this pattern of not sleeping, then you want to sleep so bad. And then all of a sudden, at least that in my experience, it was like, I would be so exhausted. And then the minute my head would hit the pillow, it would be like someone lit a fire under my body and my heart rate would elevate and my stress response and my entire body got under stress. It was just wanting to go to sleep so bad.
Yeah. It's interesting. I didn't feel my heart racing, but of course I wanted to sleep. There was just something in me that couldn't sleep. I can't describe it as anxiety or anything. I just couldn't sleep. And it was just like toothpicks in my eyes and that was it. Right. So I was an acupuncturist at the time. I mean, I still am. And I did a lot of herbs. I did all that. I went to other acupuncturists and healers and nothing really helped me. So that was very challenging. And then after 2 years, I said, okay, we need to think outside the box a little bit here. Let's just kind of regroup. And all these modalities have failed me. And I started studying with a Native American Indian healer who lived in Chicago. And this is before internet, really. I mean, internet was there, but like this is before Zoom. And she, it sounds so bizarre, but she started healing me from afar. She was reading my energy and I thought, wow, this is crazy. And she helped me, I'd say she got me to about 50%. And at 50%, I was just thrilled. I was like, oh, I can at least sleep 4 hours. I mean, that was like hitting the jackpot for me. So I decided to apprentice with her and started studying some of these really powerful Native American Indian healing techniques and did a lot of meditation, did a lot of clearing of the energy. I don't know. Are you familiar with Native American Indian healing at all?
No, not really. And I would love for you to educate the listeners a little bit.
Yeah. So they talk a lot. Well, she did talked a lot about spiritual guides and clearing the negative energy around you. I mean, I guess similar to Chinese medicine, feng shui, but then, you know, you would take sage and you would light tobacco and it's all about honoring your ancestors and honoring these higher powers all around you. And so she, as my healer and as my teacher, kind of gave me some sort of like energetic protection. And so I studied to learn how to do that. And then she also taught me Reiki, which I had never, I'm sure you're familiar with Reiki. So Reiki is interesting because it's, again, very similar to what she teaches. Reiki is about you being the conduit to this energy that's all around you. And you're literally just this conduit, this beacon that light and energy comes through you and helps you balance. And there's not really much of a connection with thought and emotions. It's just like you're just this conduit that brings in this energy. So that's kind of what she was teaching me, all that. And I studied with her for about 2 years. And then at some point, what I realized was that I wasn't making the connection between this energy and how it connects with my mind and my thought, you know, and my emotions. Because as a healer, so much about how I heal is my own ability to heal, my mind, right? How I'm going to heal. I studied for 4 years and I continually study. And this notion of just being this conduit and letting this energy in and doing nothing and healing, and it worked. It just, something was amiss for me. I said, well, how does this energy that comes into you fit in with your own thought and your own will? And that's what led me down ultimately to what I'm doing now. Because I'm not a really good conduit. Well, I wasn't at the time. I wasn't. It's like saying, oh, stand there, do nothing, let this energy come through you and you'll heal. And it worked. It was great. But there was something missing for me. I was like, there's something a little deeper. I need to make that connection.
Is that what led you to Qigong?
Yeah. So what led me to Qigong, it obviously is a part of Chinese medicine that I've always done. I've always done some form of Qigong. And then I met Robert Pang, who is really the one, his style of Qigong is the one that really opened up all of this connection to me, understanding what this higher power is and how it relates to me as a person, how it relates to my will, and how I can use it on a daily basis to balance my body.
And balance others.
And right? Balance others. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So can you give the listeners an understanding of Qigong, and maybe we put it in the context of like Qigong, Reiki, and Tai Chi, differences, similarities?
Sure. So all of these energy practices definitely work on the understanding that there is a higher power. There is a higher energy that's beyond ourselves. That's absolutely. So Reiki, as I said, just you're the conduit and you're just channeling this energy through you to heal others and yourself. Qigong and Tai Chi, first of all, Tai Chi is under the umbrella of Qigong. Qigong is a practice of just energy cultivation, energy nourishing, Qi nourishing. And Tai Chi is a little bit more on a physical bent and a little bit more kind of poetic and dance-like, right? That's their moves are very gentle, but it is more, I would say it leans more towards the physical, although they understand there's a connection between the spiritual and the physical. Whereas Qigong, to me, I'd say my style of Qigong, let's just talk about mine because there's so many different styles. My style of Qigong is a little bit more to the spiritual aspect of it, the spiritual and how it relates to our physical.
Do you call higher power God, or is it something different to you?
Higher power can mean God to you.
Yeah.
And whenever somebody comes into my program, first thing I say is, do you believe in a higher energy? And they'll say, yeah. Some people go, well, that's God for me. I'm like, great. Some people will be like, yeah, it's just a force. It's something that, for me, it's just a force that's not seen. It is a divine force. And you can call it whatever you want. Some people call it their higher self. And that's good too. For me, it's all the same. It's just energy.
Can you work with someone who maybe didn't believe in higher power? Is that possible?
Yeah, I actually think what's great about my work is that I really bring it down to an energetic, just to understanding Qi. If we take it further and understand what Qi really is, we're going to get to that point of higher power and divinity. But let's just talk energy. Everybody believes in energy, right?
Right. So, and it's scientific. You can't really argue that, right? Energy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Everything. The sun, the wind, right? All of that is energy. So in Chinese medicine, what we do is we want to make sure that we move the energy in your body. So in Chinese medicine, there's three basic substances. You have blood, fluid, and qi, period. And even in the West, we understand we have blood, fluid, and we have energy. So I bring it down to that level. let's just feel your energy. Let's just move your energy. So a big part of what my teaching is to get you to feel that. When you come into my office and I treat you in person, that is what I'm doing. I'm getting you to move your energy. And people will always say, oh, I've never really felt that before. Yeah. So it's just an education to, you know, kind of in yoga, as I'm sure you do as well, right? Teaching people how energy moves and get in touch with yourself.
So walk us through, let's say I'm a client, I come in, what kind of ailments have you treated, and walk me through what, you know, a session or a series of sessions would look like.
Well, there's two, I do two things, right? I do one in person. When you come to me in person, most people just want to be healed. They come in with everything. I mean, I've got headaches, backaches, neck pain, autoimmune, supporting people with cancer, stress and anxiety. They just want to feel better, right? So they come in and my job is to, so I treat really everything. I say Chinese medicine treats everything because we treat holistically. So what do? They come in, I say, okay, well, where's that energy blocked? So first thing I look, where is that energy? Maybe blood, maybe fluid is blocked. And as long as I can unblock that energy, it's kind of like removing your foot off the hose. Oh, okay. I've removed that little kink out of the hose. Now the energy is flowing. That's it. I get them flowing, realigned. And that's pretty much what I do in my practice. And then I will use either acupuncture, cupping, gua sha, herbs, you know, all these modalities to do to bring that change in the energy to make it balanced again.
So to actually get it unstuck and make it balanced again.
That's it. Yeah. Very simple. That is what I did for 20 years. And then I developed my stress program, which I call Heal From Within, that took it to another level. That said, and that's actually what helped me, because even with all the work that I did on myself in acupuncture, herbs and all that, I shifted my energy, but I wasn't able to maintain it throughout the day, which is why I then couldn't sleep again. So I realized that that's not enough. I can't just go in and sit on a half hour session, shift my energy, come out of it feeling great if I don't know then how to maintain it. And that's what I found in my clients. They would leave my office feeling awesome and they'd come back and they'd almost go three steps backwards and then I'd have to rebuild them again. So that's when I realized there's that missing link. And the missing link is they need to know how to maintain this energy. And that's a whole education, because in order to know how to maintain the energy, you have to say, well, what gets me, what sets me back? What continues to block it? What am I doing in my daily life to do that? And that's how Heal From Within was born.
So what did you find was blocking you or setting you back energetically?
You know, that is a great question. And I think what was happening was my husband had cancer twice. Right when we got married, he had just finished his treatments maybe like a year before that. And then he relapsed 8 months after we got married. Okay. Wow. That was, yeah, I was 30. It was a tough time in our life. Then we went through a lot of fertility issues because he had cancer. And then at around 20 weeks after going through a lot of fertility issues, I lost the child, which is then when I went into healing. And then miraculously, acupuncture got me my firstborn daughter, who we call my miracle daughter. And then we had a second daughter. And then I was going to acupuncture school. I was, after my first daughter was born, 7 days later, I went back to take my final.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think about that now. I mean, I think you were just nuts, right? I'm a type A person. So I was just going and going and going. What I didn't realize it was that my strong body was being depleted because I'm so strong and my mind was so strong. I was no longer connecting to what my body was telling me. And, you know, as a mom, you're nursing, like you're all giving, right? You're a mother of four. you're just giving, giving, giving. And I wasn't taking the time to realize that it was stripping me. And then when you're so depleted, everything else becomes stressful.
And so I've been in that place. I remember a doctor being like, you know, all of my blood work would come back, stress, inflammation, everything. And I'm like, but I don't feel stressed. Not making the connection. I'm like, okay, I get that you may be managing your life in a way that you don't feel stressed, but your body is screaming, throwing the towels in, waving the red flag, saying, I cannot continue to be at this level.
Right. And I say to people, because my mind wasn't paying attention, you know what my mind was paying attention to? I thought a lot about this. It was paying attention to the fact that, Sue, you are such a super mom. You went to acupuncture school. You are so incredible. I think I was feeding on that. Yeah, I'm incredible. Well, let me see how I can continue being more incredible. And I was no longer listening to my body screaming at you, as you say.
So when you started listening to your body, what did you notice?
Oh, well, that's where Qigong was Robert Pang's Qigong. Like I said, I've done other Qigong before. But what starts to happen is that the energy, because it's physical, so Qi actually is physical, it actually starts to align the energy in your body. It clears away all of the mental noise, external noise. And once it started to clear it and I started to feel aligned, I started looking inward. I allowed my wisdom, the light I call the light of my soul, to show me what was going on. And I went, oh, wow. But I couldn't see that unless all this energy, negative energy, was lifting and clearing for me. Once it did, I was able to see all those things that I was discussing with you just now, that I've depleted myself, that I needed to slow down, and I needed to re-nourish myself. And then that was the journey for the next, 5 years or so.
So what did those 5 years look like for you?
Awesome. It was awesome because literally, and I'm not joking, so I went, like I said, I was probably, my sleep had resumed by 50%. I did this Qigong with Robert Pang for 1 week on video because I wanted to take his master healing class to become a Qigong master. It was 2 weeks and I really wanted to do it. It was in 8 months, which is a fabulous class, by the way. I recommend everybody taking it. 7 days after practicing his Qigong, my sleep resumed 100%.
By getting 8 hours, sleeping through the night solidly, no pills, nothing.
Feeling awesome. I was like, wow. I was not only myself, I was better. And I went, oh, this is something's going on here. And then that's what led me down this path. And so, yes, what's the next 5 years like physically? Great, unless I don't listen to myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm human, so I've done that. I've definitely not listened to myself, right? We all do. I had a back surgery last year. I know exactly what happened. I'm like, okay, well, let's just get back. Let's just get regrounded again.
What's an example of listening and not listening? Like for me, it was interesting. Over the last 2 years, my body would tell me alcohol is not for you. And I'd be like, yeah, I know that. I know that it's not working well with my chemistry. And I know that I feel really awful afterwards. And we're only talking about, like a few glasses of wine, right? We're not talking about like weekend benders or anything, but this, right. My body's been saying this. And I resisted and I resisted. And then when I started listening, I mean, to wake up feeling totally rested and nourished and energized and amazing. And it's definitely changed my life. I guess it's one of those things where your intuition tells you and, you can make a choice whether to listen or not. Was that the mm-hmm. kind of similar experience for you?
Yeah, I think I have the same issue with alcohol. My dad's an alcoholic. So I have the same idea. I'm not an alcoholic. So I go, but I like alcohol, right? So I go right. through the same thing. Yep, I definitely go through the same thing. I think, what does it feel like when it's not listening? When every part of your body is saying, because now I'm more in tune. I didn't hear this back, when I lost my sleep. Every part of your body is saying, something is just not right. You feel like this inside. I can't describe it. Like there's just this tension inside. And then your mind says, we'll just push through it. And that happened when I was trying to start marketing the program. There were just certain tactics that people taught me that just didn't feel right. And it led me to my back surgery. Right? Totally, completely led me to my back surgery. And I knew, and I said, okay, I know what I need to do now because I meditate every day. I do Qigong every day. And that one thing led to the next. And every step, every single time I listened to myself, just like you listen to yourself, you stop drinking, your body feels better. right? And then you're motivated and say, oh, okay, I feel better. And then one thing led to the next. And then, and I could just see the progression of how I'm feeling, not how many likes and Facebook, social media, like, because that's a different animal. I don't want to get into that, but I just wasn't feeling right. And then that led me to about a month ago when I was talking to a publicist who said, well, we can do this, but you really should write a book. And she said it over and over again. I have been told this, Jessica, for forever. Everybody's like, you've got to write a book. So I said, all right, let me write a book. And she said, and I have it all set for you. Got the publisher, we have this. And within 2 weeks, I signed and I'm writing a book. And how does that feel inside? Feels awesome. Like, I'm like, wow, this feels good. So I'm aligned again.
Would you say that things in your life, I call it like in the flow state, come easier? It's not the word, but just feel right. Like, I know, you know what it feels like when you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. I guess I can say the converse, right? When you're going down a path that's really challenging, doors are getting slammed in your face the whole time. You're feeling that thickness, that wrongness, I guess, of going down that path. And then also what it feels like when things seem like doors are just flying open for you. Like you said, the innate calling to write this book and then having a publisher be ready and in 2 weeks and everything set up, like that just doesn't happen.
Right. It doesn't happen. Right. I didn't know that it doesn't happen, but I've been told that it doesn't happen. So I want to go back to what you just said. When you said, when you have this feeling that things just aren't going right, you have this energy. So what I teach you is that energy is real. It's negative, right? It is clouding everything else inside of you. And instead of just hoping that that energy changes by doing all these things, Qigong is so interesting because Qi is energy. So the practice is to move that energy. And so in Qigong, we move that energy. That's what I teach you. I teach you how to move that energy so that all of a sudden it's lifted and that you can then, what you said, intuition, your calling, you can actually connect to it. You can't connect to it when all this stuff is going on. And that's what I think is probably the biggest benefit of Qigong and what I use it for. Clear the clouds so you can see the sun again.
So how do I do it, Stu? I mean, how does one, I hear people listening say, okay, great. How do I do that? Am I moving it with my hands? Do I move it with my mind? Am I, you know, how does that process work?
You never, in my Qigong, you never move it with your mind. It is all about breathing and movement. You don't even have to move, but obviously there is some movement just in breathing. It is, and there is many different styles of breathing. So for me, it is really about the breath. It is that simple. It's about the breath and the movement. But the most important thing is to not allow the mind to interfere with that movement. And that's the biggest challenge for most people.
Right. That's the practice.
That's the practice. Exactly. That is the practice to not. And so I teach you how to connect with the chi directly. The way I explain it, you put your hand on your heart. Mm-hmm. What do you feel? You immediately feel a heartbeat, mm-hmm. right? I didn't have to think about that heartbeat. I just felt it, right? You just have to think, oh, my heart is beating. Oh, this is my heartbeat. No, you just felt it. That's what I teach people to do with the breath, right? If you just inhale, close your eyes, follow that breath down. Just bring it down. Don't think about it. Just where is that breath going? Oh, I can see my lungs now with that breath. Oh, this is where the chi is. I don't think about it because I trust it so much as I trust the heartbeat that is inside me. I trust that there's energy inside of me and I just want to learn from it. I think that's probably the biggest thing that I teach people.
What's so amazing about the breath is that it's free and it's accessible to all. And everyone who's living has it. And it's so underestimated as a tool in this practice, in just the practice of de-stressing and just the practice of being present and the practice of just getting grounded and feeling in our body or helping our kiddos, the breath. My kids are like, stop talking to me about the breath. But, you know, my daughter was just at a track meet and, you know, nerves were getting the best of her. And we were working on this breath technique on the sidelines. She's like, you know, leave me alone, mom. But it is, it's so incredibly powerful and healing. And we all have it.
And think about it. What's the first thing that happens when you are born?
Right.
You clear your lungs so you can take a breath. You cry so you can take a breath. And I tell people, think about it. If something can give you life, it is the healing. It is the bane of your existence. You know, it is just, and so that's the way I explain it. So exactly. And it's free.
Right. I mean, nothing is free, right? Except for breath. Nothing except is free. For breath. Right. Right?
Yes,
what do you want people to know about Heal From Within and the work that you're doing?
The biggest thing is I teach people how to take away the power from the mind. And that's why my entire program, you'll never hear me address the mind. I really depower it. And number two, it's really about clearing away all this negative energy so that you can return back to your light, your wisdom, and your strength. There are so many things out there today that tell you this is what you need to do in order to change yourself, in order to improve yourself. Chinese medicine already believes that you are strong. You are made beautiful, strong, come out of the womb this way. So all I'm doing is I'm returning you back to your space. That's it. And I'm not trying to change you. Because I recognize that we all have this innate beauty and innate wisdom, and I'm just bringing you back there. And that's what I see in many people is that they've just gotten confused. They've gotten rewired wrong. So just getting you back. That's what Heal From Within is about.
I'm feeling very emotional, like called to almost cry. It just seems so powerful. I mean, we are so used to being told what's wrong with us and to buy these products and this will make you better. And this is what's wrong with you and take these pills and do these things. And to hear you say, this is it. This is all I'm doing. I'm bringing you back to what you already know.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I just came out with the name of my book, but it hasn't been announced yet. So I can't announce it, but it is.
All right. Well, we will share it. I was going to ask you, I was like, is there a name? Is there a name?
Well, it definitely will be Heal From Within because that's the name of my program. But there is a little subtitle that just happened today. And in my meditation, I got, and as soon as I got that, you know, that feeling, like you said, that everything just felt right. I was like, oh, this is what it's going to be called.
It just comes to you. I love it. We cannot wait for that book. Congratulations, Sue.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
Ah, I love it. I appreciate the work that you're doing and that you are getting this information out for others to really consume in the masses. So we will be on lookout for that book and I will put all the links in the show notes and we will double back with you, Sue. So congratulations and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And thank you, Jessica, for what you do. You really are so amazing for children and whatever life is throwing at you just and to boot. I know this is not the most important thing, but you are so beautiful. And that comes from within. It just does. You can just see the energy coming and shining on you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was nice chatting with you.
You're so welcome. All right. Take care.